Let's go, 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 White Sox. Chicago's proud of you.
Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. One of the surprising storylines in Chicago sports has to be the strong start of the Chicago White Sox. The Sox are currently a game above 500 in a year that we expected a rebuild. This bodes well for the future of the franchise as Sox fans are watching two teams right now, the Major League Club, of course, and the Charlotte Knights, the Sox AAA team. That's because prospects like Yoan Moncada, Lucas Giolito, Ronaldo Lopez, and Zach Birdie are on that squad, and those players are poised to be the future of the White Sox. Joining me on the line tonight is a guy who's in charge of player development for the White Sox, former second baseman Chris Getz. Chris, welcome to the Download.
Well, thanks for having me, Justin. I'm excited to be on here with you.
All offseason, we heard about, you know, restocking the farm system, about the prospects that might come up. You know, this has been a pleasant surprise that the ball club at the major league level is performing well. Does that change anything from the White Sox perspective when you talk about all the prospects you have in the system?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, us having success early on here at the major league level, that's just a testament, obviously, to the players going out there performing well and Rick Renteria and his staff and what they've been able to accomplish. And speaking for the minor league system, you know, we're still down there working every day trying to get our guys ready. So when they're called upon, those guys are in the best position to have some success. And fortunately that they're off, a handful of them are off to very good starts and could be at the major league level before you know it.
Yeah, I mean, how does that work? Explain that to us, because I never really understand the concept of whether or not a player is ready or not ready. Do you deem them, do you go to the White Sox general manager, Rick Hahn, or to Rick Renteria and say, Yoan's ready, he's ready to go, or is there a need for that player and you guys have the discussion after that?
You know, it's case to case. Sometimes, you know, it's the only available position is potentially at second base. There could be an injury or something like that, but where we're at right now with things and the focus of fully developing these guys or take them as close as we can to where they need to be, you know, it's just ongoing conversations. It really is. Obviously, a lot of people, there's a lot of focus with on some of the guys that we have in the minor leagues right now. So, you know, we're checking in on a daily basis with Rick and Buddy Bell and the rest of the front office there, letting them know how guys are progressing, you know. So these players will let us know when they're ready. They really will. And that's really it. You know, you want them to be as well-rounded and prepared as possible so when they get up there, you know, they can go out there and have some success. I mean, we've got guys that have a lot of skill, have some high ceilings, and we just want to get them close to that ceiling. That's our job.
Yeah. You know, for you as a former player who has, you know, had success at the major league level, talk about what the minor leagues mean to you. You know, as someone who's now in charge, director of player development, what does a minor league stint or development in the minor leagues mean to someone who not only is now in charge but used to be a player?
Well, you know, you get these players, you know, from the draft or international signings, and obviously you got rookie ball and you work your way up to the major leagues, and at each stop, the competition gets better and better. And obviously, at the major league level, we're looking at the best players in the world, meaning that they're highly, highly skilled. So we've got players that come in, you know, their tools are identified through the scouting process, and it's our job to refine those tools and really just maximize their ability. So by the time they get to the major leagues, they can go out there and use those tools. I mean, these are gifted athletes, but you know, it's a very difficult game at the top, and it's the tight pyramid, very competitive. So it's our job to just prepare them the best that we can. And we've got a very experienced staff that we all kind of we collaborate, we work together, and try to get the best out of these guys.
I think of some of the players that have already had a taste of the major leagues, and I think of Lucas Giolito or Moncada last year with the Red Sox. Is it tougher or is it more difficult to keep them focused on AAA when they've already been to the bigs? Maybe they've had some success. You know, is it tougher to keep them sort of with the eye on the prize if they're back to where they started?
It can be. Sometimes that is the case. But, you know, a lot of those guys, or a handful of those guys that have been in the big leagues, I think it was a great experience for them, and it was a learning experience. Some of them did take some bumps and bruises along the way and, you know, took that experience. And now being in AAA, they're working on some other things. So when they get back up there, they can be off and running and improve in those areas.
We're talking with Chris Getz. He's the director of player development for the Chicago White Sox. Let's talk specifically about some of the players that are in the system. of course, the number one prospect in baseball and the minor league player of the month for the Chicago White Sox, Yoan Moncada. Talk about him. Talk about the season he's having and also whether or not we're going to see him up at the major league level this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, Yoan's done a tremendous job. He's off to a very nice start. You know, he's a very good athlete. He can impact the game in a lot of different ways. You know, just speaking about the bat, obviously he's a switch hitter. Got power from both sides. Can move the ball around. I mean, he can truly change the game. And then he gets on the base pass, and he's got, you know, the skill set to steal some bases and put some pressure on the defense there. Defensively, he's been very good. A lot of people ask about his defense, and from what I've seen from day one to where he is now, he's gotten better. He's working every day. He's getting good on his footwork, his angles, his double plays. Our staff in Charlotte, they've done a very nice job working with him, and he's coming. So he's a guy that, you know, he's got worlds of talent, and, you know, I think he is on his way. Now, to say that when he's going to be there in Chicago, when he's going to be here, I can't really tell you that because we don't know. But I can say that he is getting closer.
Let's talk about some of the arms. I mean, we've heard about names like Lucas Giolito or Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, Zach Birdie, I mentioned. Carson Fulmer is another one. I mean, there are a lot of arms that have been assembled in Charlotte. How are they progressing as a pitching unit, and who should we be paying attention to?
You know, they're all doing really well. You know, start with Ronaldo Lopez. He's got a lot of arm strength. He's got a curveball and a slider and a changeup. He's athletic. He likes to compete, you know, so he's progressing well. He has a lot of fun out there. I know he's a good teammate, but he's got some weapons, and he's got a chance to develop into a frontline type starter, and he's on his way. Carson Fulmer, he's off to a good start as well. I know last year, in his first full season, you know, there were some learning experiences, got to the major leagues, and this year he's refined something in his delivery. His command has improved. He's pitching tonight, but he's a guy that, you know, is a tremendous competitor, very smart kid. The makeup is just very strong, and he's coming along. And Giolito, he's coming along as well. I mean, he's got some weapons. He's got a mid-90s fastball, good curveball, changeup. He's working on a slider. He's gotten better every outing. He hasn't completely put it all together. One night his fastball command will be very good, and then the next night his curveball will be his best pitch. And he just hasn't put it all together, but it's definitely coming, and we're excited about what Lucas brings to the table.
I mean, when you talk about that, I mean, how important is it that you have a string of dominant performances from a prospect before you bring them up to a major league level? Can Lucas Giolito have off nights and still be on a fast track to the majors?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are going to have off nights. I mean, there's some pretty good lineups to AAA. Obviously, it's not the major league level, but, you know, mistakes are going to be hit. There's going to be some guys that are able to run into a home run here and there, and so that it can skew the numbers. But, you know, yeah, I mean, we want these guys to put a string we want them to have quality starts every time they go out there, but we also understand that sometimes isn't going to happen. But, yeah, we want a solid foundation so when they get up here, they're as confident as possible.
You know, I think about when you talk about the minor league system, how do you determine who's ready for a AAA or a AA or a single A for that matter? I mean, because there are a lot of prospects that, you know, might be in AA right now and not on the Charlotte Knights. Talk about that. Talk about, and your job as director of development, how do you determine where a prospect is at?
It's constant conversations with your staff. You know, for Dane Dunning, for example, he's a guy in Kannapolis, and the guy was going out there, and he was, every start that he had, he was more or less dominant, to be honest. So those numbers will dictate a lot, but then some of the conversation, how's his day-to-day work? How's he holding runners, fielding his position? How quick is he to the plate? How's his command of his fastball, his curveball, his slider? You know, things that he's going to have to do as, you know, he moves up the level. So, and he was a guy that went out there and had a string of very, very good starts, like I said. And so that was an easy one. We just wanted to get him to Winston-Salem as soon as we could, and we did that. So it's really, you know, it's not a perfect science. It really isn't. It's just conversations with the staff. You look at the performance. along with some fundamental little things, and you incorporate all those different things and come up with a decision.
You know, you mentioned the AAA competition being stiff. You know, it's interesting, too, because that's going to be where you're going to see injured players, players who are coming off the disabled list, who are rehabbing, are down in the minors for a stint before they come up. That's invaluable for some of the young arms for the White Sox to face major league players who might be coming back to the majors. It's just a matter of time. They're just, you know, getting their timing ready, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the great things about being AAA, too. I mean, you get – obviously, the competition's – greater, but like you said, you get guys rehabbing. So the more these guys are exposed to quality competition, the better they're going to be when they get to the major leagues. It's pretty straightforward like that. So, you know, once in a while you get a guy down there rehabbing who it's a major league hitter. I mean, so these guys facing those guys, they saw a lot of those guys in spring training. So to be able to get a handful of those guys down in the minor leagues is certainly helpful.
Chris Guest is my guest. He's the Director of Player Development for the Chicago White Sox. Before we let you go, you spent time in the major leagues. You were a minor league player. What's special about minor league baseball from your vantage point as someone who is now in charge, but you know, it had a time where you had to be as well in the minor leagues?
It's a unique experience. It really is. I mean, the camaraderie that can be built from a lot of these guys, and it's, you know, we're fortunate as we're rebuilding here and we're building up our minor league system, a lot of these guys can be together and go to affiliate, you know, and some of these towns where some of these affiliates are, I think they're just unique parts of the country. You get exposed to different cultures. Obviously, we've got players from all different walks of life, but to experience these different places, it just helps these guys be well-rounded. And I know looking back, I really enjoyed being in some of the towns. And then on top of that, obviously going out there and competing against the best.
Chris Guest, Director of Player Development for the Chicago White Sox, oversees the minor league system. Thanks for taking some time out to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me.